BBC News.
Well, as the vaccine rollout continues in Australia, the global effort against COVID-19 hit a milestone this week. So the COVAX initiative, aimed at sending vaccines to developing countries, announced the delivery of its first doses. They arrived in the African nation of Ghana. While the news has been welcomed, there's a warning sign from health experts too. This first delivery comes weeks after people started receiving the vaccine in wealthy countries. In fact, to put it in perspective, the vast majority of vaccinations around the world so far have been in the developed world. And to discuss that trend, the Australia Executive Director of Médecins Sans Frontières, Jennifer Tierney, joins us. Thank you for your time. Is it fair to say first that the delivery of these doses to Ghana is a step in the right direction?
It's absolutely a step in the right direction, and we were really happy to see it yesterday. There's no doubt about that, but it is the absolute tip of the iceberg on a huge global problem and challenge that we have here.
And when we, before we get to that, I mean, this is all surrounding the COVAX facility. What exactly is COVAX and how does it work?
So it's a global pooling facility for vaccines for COVID-19, and high-income countries invest in the facility with a guarantee to get vaccines, and low-income countries are also in the facility, and the facility is there to guarantee them access to vaccines and support their procurement and delivery to developing countries.
And when we look at, Jennifer, at this disparity, I mean, it is important to note that the first delivery of vaccines through COVAX that we've been reporting on this week, it does come a decent amount of time after some developed countries, the UK, the US, you know, they started their rollouts about 2 months after some. Why do you think we're seeing these sorts of delays?
You know, right now there's complete inequity in the vaccines market. I mean, this is business as usual for the for-profit pharmaceutical industry. And so it is wealthy countries that are put to the head of the line who are able to secure bilateral agreements with pharmaceutical industry, like, you know, Australia, for example. And just to give an example, Australia right now currently has access to 3 times the amount of vaccine it actually needs to vaccinate the population, where there are 130 countries who are still waiting to find out what their access is going to look like and what the distribution and rollout of vaccines is going to look like. So there's still a huge question mark out there for the majority of the world.
Why is that happening? Why does a country like Australia have access to more doses of the jab than it actually needs?
I mean, the simple fact of the matter is we have money. You know, we are not looking at the vaccine as a global public health good. There was a lot of rhetoric at the beginning of this outbreak from leaders across the world saying this needs to be the people's vaccine. It needs to be able to be accessed by everyone. And that is simply not the case. There's completely uneven distribution for those who have cash and those who do not. And the biggest challenge there for us is that it's frontline health workers and high-risk groups of people who should be getting the vaccine first, wherever they are. And right now, we're not seeing that happen. And that actually is a threat to all of us, because it's not the best way to attack the vaccine, to make sure that we are capturing all of those variants and things that we see coming out.
Yeah, does that tie into this idea of herd immunity? Because it's important to note that some developed countries are aiming for herd immunity. So, you know, giving the vaccine to people who aren't in a high-risk category as well, who aren't frontline health workers or in aged care or something like that. I mean, what could that mean for developing countries in terms of getting access to the vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing right now in developing countries, particularly throughout Southern Africa, is that the variants of the virus are absolutely, you know, ripping through their health systems. They're filling hospitals. They are overwhelming the healthcare workers. And so herd immunity is a far off dream. And one of the things that was really important is that countries like Australia support lower income countries in being able to develop their own solutions. And right now, lower income countries are calling on the World Trade Organization to drop patent protection for vaccines and other type of things that will support the response to the virus so that they can actually get it under control. And so we're calling on the Australian government to support that effort.
So what can you elaborate on that, just with these scarce supplies, you know, in terms of what needs to happen to fix this inequity? What role can the Australian government or governments in other developed countries play?
Well, right now there's a request for a waiver from over 100 countries to the World Trade Organization. And what that would do is say, until we reach global herd immunity, we are going to take a pause on upholding intellectual property rights for vaccines and essential life-saving, assets.
Yeah.
So low-income countries will be able to develop their own vaccines, be able to develop their own masks and that type of thing, as opposed to having to wait to buy it on the commercial market at prices that they probably can't afford.
Jennifer Tenney, can I also ask you just about the situation in Australia, because we're almost a week into our vaccine rollout now, and we heard this week news about two patients receiving an overdose of the Pfizer vaccine, two elderly patients in Queensland. Are you concerned that could send a bit of a dangerous message here for some people who are perhaps still in two minds about getting the jab?
I mean, vaccine hesitancy is definitely something that needs to be addressed, but I think the research is absolutely clear. I mean, the benefits of getting the vaccine far, far outweigh any risk. And for those of us who are lucky enough, as we've been talking about, to have access to the vaccine while billions don't, we need to do our part to stem the spread of the virus and get vaccinated for sure.
That's Jennifer Tierney, the Australia Executive Director of Médecins Sans Frontières.